Now this is the blessing with which Moses, the man of God, blessed the sons of Israel before his death. He said the Lord came from Sinai and dawned on them from Seir. He shone from Mount Paran, and he came from the midst of myriads of holy ones. At his right hand there was flashing lightning for them. Indeed, he loves the people. All your holy ones are in your hand, and they followed in your steps. Everyone takes of your words. Moses issued to us the law, a possession for the assembly of Jacob. And he was king in Jeshurun. When the heads of the people gathered the tribes of Israel together, may Reuben live and not die, nor may his people be few. And this was regarding Judah, so he said,
yeah. Those are the thousands of Manasseh.
Of Zebulun he said, rejoice, Zebulun, and you're going out, and Issachar in your tents. They will call peoples to the mountain. There they will offer righteous sacrifices, for they will draw out the abundance of the seas and the hidden treasures of the sand. Of Gad he said, blessed is the one who enlarges Gad. He lies down as a lion and tears the arm, also the crown of the head. And he selected the choicest part for himself, for there the ruler's portion was reserved. And he came with the leaders of the people. He executed the justice of the Lord and his ordinances with Israel. Dan, he said, Dan is a lion's cub. He leaps out from Bashan. Naphtali, he said, Naphtali satisfied with favor and full of the blessing of the Lord. Take possession of the sea and the south. Of Asher he said, more blessed than sons is Asher. May he be favored by his brothers, and may he dip his foot in olive oil. Your bars will be iron and bronze, and as your days so will your strength be. There is no one like the God of Jeshua, who rides the heavens to your help, and the clouds in his majesty. The eternal God is a hiding place, and underneath are the everlasting arms. He drove out the enemy from you and said, destroy. Your majesty.